Welcome to the 136th episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. My name is Quizmaster Lee. As usual, I'm joined by Quizmaster Mark Davis. What's up, Mark Davis?
Ow, ow, ow.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Are you standing up?
Oh, yeah. Standing episode.
This is weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually this is my first standing episode.
I was gonna say I almost feel like I should stand up. Well, I was just standing up for 11 hours. So
I usually stand for our virtual trivia on Thursdays, you know, in front of my green screen. I just figured since we're doing some video here for our Patreon viewers, why not employ some of the video equipment that we use for, you know, the Thursday night trivia. So
yeah. Now we're going to keep getting video equipment of better and better quality until we're in like some kind of 3D hellscape. People can watch us and like be in our rooms with each other.
You don't even need that much. There are like, you know, virtual tubers, like YouTubers that never show their face. They just have like 3D avatars that are lip synced to their voice track that they record. That's a thing, man.
Yeah, I mean, okay, teach their own.
Let's go. Let's do real life. Let's do 3D avatars. You know, heaven forbid when we pass, somebody should hologram us. May we be so lucky. Oh,
please. That would be amazing.
You have our permission.
Hologrammed Nice Guys Trivia.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds fantastic.
Make us the first hologrammed Quizmasters, please.
Please do.
Okay, a bit of podcast news, Mark, as we approach 400,000 downloads. We had more downloads in January this year, 2021, than any other individual month in our show's history. We're back, baby. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, so we want to thank our guests, Kylian, John Lewis, Justin Peterson, Aaron Sullivan this month, and our listeners for sharing. Thank you so much for, you know, bringing in the fresh blood. We got some new no notes and miscorrections from people, so we'll get to that later. But today we've got something a little different in mind for you listeners. Now, we've lately been gathering a reputation for asking difficult questions, right, Mark?
People are scared, they say.
Mm-hmm.
I actually said something on Wednesday. I was like, apparently people are scared of my trivia.
Right.
Don't be scared. What are you scared of?
No. There's no reason to be scared. And to prove that.
Yes.
Mark and I have decided to ask each other our easiest questions of the week.
Fuck it.
This is an easy questions episode. Yeah. I mean, hey, we've had 135 episodes of some trivia brutality. Why not pull it back a little bit, take a breather, and maybe see, you know, it could be very funny if either of us get these questions wrong. So I've selected the questions from my trivia this week at Pointy Bell that most people got right, from easiest to hardest. So my first question I got coming up for you, everybody in the room got it right. And then my final question of this round, about half got it right. So I look forward to throwing those at you.
Yeah, I think there's easy for you, and I think there's easier for the average person. I'm going to throw some at you that I think you are going to know, as well as some that I know are just generally easy. And see what happens.
Great. Thank you for that.
Very curious to see.
Before we get started with our quiz, though, how about we go over our weekly wrap-up?
Yeah, please, let's.
Okay, on Wednesday at Pointy Bell Brewing Company for quiz number 305, League of Shadows and Team Yikes, both looking for their third victory. Neither of them found it, though, for the quiz went to the Shiba Inu Illuminati. That would be Elise and crew. They took rounds 1 and 2, as well as the overall prize with 112 points. Our top online team was Psycho Poodles. That would be our listener, Evan, who earned 103 points. And we'd also like to say thank you to GeoWiz for supporting our stream with a donation during our Twitch stream on Wednesday. Mark, how did your trivia go at Nice Guys Pizza on Wednesday evening?
It was good. We had a kickin' Zoom room, man. We had like five or six teams, and we had another five or six playing on site. The first round went to, I don't even know what the hell their names were. It was Ja Yu and Toberts. I don't know, it was some weird combination of a couple or something like that, with 20 points, but they left. So when I went to go give them their prize, they had already taken off. So I went ahead and gave it to the next closest team, which also won the second round with 39 points, Never Say Die. And then the third round also was a tie, actually, between Never Say Die and the Frisky Four. And Never Say Die won, or I'm sorry, the Frisky Four won narrowly with my tiebreaker question, which was pyromania is an obsession with what?
Fire. So there you go. There you go. Fire. Yeah.
It's fire. So fun. I mean, that is, like, I guess that's probably a question I should have asked you.
I was going to say, yeah.
Tiebreakers, I always try and make it something easy. So yeah. It's a shock to the system, and you're just kind of like, you right. know. So, yeah. Frisky 4 winning the last round, getting that $25 bar tab, and winning the night. That's Angel America, a friend of ours, Aaron, Darby, a couple local favorites, Louie. So they came out and
they've been grinding at your trivia too. They've been coming out recently, right?
Yeah, second week in a row that Angel has come out, and then Aaron joined her, and Darby the second week she came out. So hopefully they're all trivia lovers. Hopefully they start making a regular appearance.
Very cool. And on Thursday we had our virtual pub trivia night on Twitch, and it was a bit of a volley back and forth between Grantastic Glenn and H Bomb and Friends, both with 25 and 26 wins respectively, and they each added one in our regular quizzes. H Bomb winning the first one, and Grantastic Glenn picking up the second one. But it was H Bomb who won our audio round, which was 8-bit song covers. I played an 8-bit cover by the YouTube channel 8-bit Universe, and players had to guess the song title based on what was playing. It was a great time. H-Bomb won that, thereby breaking ahead for the first time. H-Bomb now 27 wins total, Grantastic Glenn with 26. So there is a bit of a back and forth occurring here. You love to
damn.
See him.
Yeah.
It was a fun evening, and if you want to join us for some fun this week, you have a few opportunities to do so. Excuse me. This Wednesday... Something extra special there for the Patreon. It's hard to edit out the video stuff. this Wednesday, February 10th, we're at Pointy Bell Brewing Company in Fort Myers, Florida for our 306th pub quiz. We'll be asking questions about U.S. history, fashion designers, types of candy, college football mascots, medical science, and more. We'll have a 90s one-hit wonders audio round as well. So join us for your opportunity to win some free beer and suggest some categories for next week's quiz. Join us at Pointy Bell on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, or play along on our Twitch channel. If you're in the Cape, you can play Mark's Trivia on Wednesdays at Nice Guys Pizza in Cape Coral, or on Zoom. That starts at 8 p.m. Eastern.
That'll be like my 340th.
I think
quiz, something like that.
Maybe even more than that, I would think, right?
Well, it's 312 for 6 years, which October would have been 6 years.
All right, so yeah.
But, you know, once a week.
And you filled in for me once or twice?
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll say 350. Right. Those two count.
And on Thursday, February 11th, we're back on Twitch for our virtual trivia night. We'll be quizzing about your requested categories, so come check that out. And request some categories for next week as well. That's this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern at twitch.tv/nononsensetrivia. And please don't forget to follow No Nonsense Trivia on social media, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Reddit. And join us on our Discord server to stay updated on all of our podcasts, streams, and events. Join us, won't you? Please do. All right, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to be back asking each other some easy questions.
Heyo.
I have a Key West question for you, Mark, to kick off round one here.
Okay.
What famous author's former mansion can be visited in Key West, now home to an extended family of their infamous polydactyl cats, cats with six toes on each paw?
This is going to be a quick episode, I guess, because there's not going to be a whole lot of sussing.
Now, this is the question that everybody got right. Every team in the room.
I believe the correct answer is Ernest Hemingway.
Yes, Mark, that is absolutely correct. Ernest Hemingway. Have you ever been to Key West?
Not since I was a little kid. We had a family friend who used to live in Marathon Key, and we would go down there pretty often. And she kept offering me to go down there, and I kept putting it off. And now she lives in Maine, so
I see.
I completely shot myself in the foot.
Maybe there, when things clear up, we'll take you down there sometime. Kyle and I, we spent our honeymoon down there after we got married last year. Our listeners might remember. It was great. And we went to the Hemingway house and took a tour. If you are a history nerd or a Florida nerd, I highly recommend it. Their tour guides are, you know, really entertaining, really informative. And there are plenty of opportunities to hang out with these cats. They basically have free reign of the area. And I think they even have like a special permit. Like, you're not supposed to keep outdoor cats or something in Key West, except the Hemingway cats basically have run of the entire island, you know, Key that they're on. Mm-hmm. So, it's cool. It's a cool vibe. Hemingway House.
Yeah. I'd be down. I was just talking to someone. I went out, last Sunday on a boat with our friend, Nick Williams.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we'd have to have Nick on here sometime.
Oh Jesus. That would be a fucking hoot.
Yes.
Nicky, we were talking about the Key West Express, and I was like, that seems like the way to do it. You know, just pay like whatever it is, 100, 200 bucks, and just jet down there and get to kick your feet up and hang out. Next thing you know, you're in the Keys and you can drink all the time. And
now, I don't do good on boats, but I'm willing to try it at least. I think next time I'm actually going to try and like take a pill before I get on the boat, because every experience that I've had up until now, I've just tried to like, you know, steel will it. And
when you said take a pill, it made me think of taking a pregnancy.
Oh yeah, because you know I'm gonna get knocked up when the boats are rocking. Don't come knocking.
When the boats are rocking, don't come. All right, here's your first question. I know you don't necessarily like timely questions. What two teams are playing in Super Bowl 55 on February 7th, 2021?
That would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs, I believe.
That is correct.
All right. Good job. Maybe the first sports question I got right, at least as quickly as I did on this. I'm loving this episode. Maybe this is fantastic. Our new format here.
Yeah.
Easy questions only.
I like this.
I don't want to get too addicted to them. I got a colors question for you now. Colors.
Okay.
What two color combination is believed to stimulate hunger? A combo of two colors.
I believe that would be the colors of McDonald's, where I just got some more McRibs today.
They can't keep them away from you. They said it's over, but is it?
I found this one McDonald's that'll keep pumping them out to me, and I'm just gobbling them down. It's like smack. I'm just eating it up. I believe that is red and yellow.
Yes, that's correct.
Fantastic.
Red and yellow. I wonder psychologically what's going on there. I think the red must be a meat thing, right? And maybe the yellow is like bread or like the outside of a deer, like the skin tone of a deer. I don't know why red and yellow.
That's a really good
fire
question.
You know,
I was thinking like maybe emergency, and so you eat because like red means like emergency. I don't know.
Red is famously like a color of passion, a color of emergency, like you stipulated. Some of the wrong answers we did get some wrong answers on this one. Somebody wrote orange and yellow, and then somebody wrote green and yellow. And all I can imagine is that person loves Subway, basically, you know?
Every time I see those colors, I have to eat fresh.
Yeah. And something that's labeled tuna, but isn't.
Here's your second question. What is the capital of Illinois?
I don't think it's Chicago. It's I cannot think of another city in Illinois right now. It's not Peoria. Is Peoria in Illinois?
It is.
Okay. I don't think it's Peoria, though. Fort Wayne, Indiana. That's not Illinois. That's Indiana. Get out of there, Fort Wayne. It's a
different state altogether.
I'm trying to think of Wayne's World, I think. That's how they got in there. Man, I don't know. Shit, I'm not going to hold this up. I'm going to say Peoria. I'll get one wrong here early.
Springfield.
Springfield, really?
Springfield, Illinois is the capital, yes. Oh, man,
Springfield.
It is one of those tricky ones, but almost everybody got it right.
Not me. Springfield is one of those cities where there's like 25 of them all across. Yeah. And I guess maybe Springfield, Illinois is the only capital, Springfield, right?
I believe so, yes, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll have to put that in my mind palace.
Definitely.
You got me there. You got me.
All right, now I'm worried.
English language. Okay. Beginning with an announcement by the World Health Organization on February 11th, 2020, what word became the most looked up word on Merriam-Webster's dictionary that year?
Can I get that one more time?
Yes. Beginning with an announcement by the World Health Organization on February 11th, 2020, what word became the most looked up word on Merriam-Webster's dictionary that year?
Well, COVID is not in the dictionary. And I think I too looked it up. So if I'm anything like most Americans, and in some way I am, I eat, I sleep, I jerk off. I'm going to say the word is pandemic.
That is correct. Very yes. good. Some of the wrong answers we got were coronavirus. And then another wrong answer that we got. Now, I should say, when I read this question live, I did not include the hint about the World Health Organization. So I just asked what was the most looked up word. Gentrification was another wrong answer that somebody put, which I think has been kind of floating around the zeitgeist for more than a year now. But yes, pandemic is the answer. Very good.
I wonder if I would have guessed that without the World Health Organization hint.
Yeah. You might have had a slight advantage there.
Perhaps. All right. Here is your third question. What state, known as the Sooner State, was the last to recognize Christmas as a national holiday in 1907? The Sooner State basically being the biggest hint there, and mm-hmm. a lot of people got this right.
Yeah, that's definitely, I know the state sports team goes by the Sooners, the collegiate sports teams of that state.
Boomer Sooner.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking Wisconsin, Ohio, or Nebraska.
I'll tell you, it's none of those.
No? Uh-oh. No. Uh-oh. I'm in trouble. I'm in danger.
Chuckles.
It's a Midwestern state.
Yes. Well,
You know,
I think so.
Midwest state, right? No? Mideast?
Let me see how it's defined.
Not Wyoming.
South Central.
LA? South Central LA?
South Central United States.
Compton?
Englewood, always up to no good.
I don't think it's Kansas. Sooners. Colorado. No, it's not Colorado. Not Montana. Well, Montana's north. It's not even south. South Central. It's not Utah, not Nevada, not Texas. Maybe it's Oklahoma. Maybe it's Oklahoma. Let's go with Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is correct.
Okay. Well, you gave me an assist on that. You threw out the three that I was going for, so
it's the easy episode, that. Baby. It's no problem.
Thank you for holding me here. All right. So that's 3-3.
Yeah, holy shit.
It's a quick one today. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll be back with it's a miscorrection. We got one tiny little miscorrection, and then a no-note from Jeopardy Man. We'll be back in a moment. Okay, we're back, and it's time for some miscorrections.
Miscorrections.
Nice.
I didn't know if you were going to have someone's recording play there.
Yeah, we might throw that in post. I'll work on that for next time. You know, episode by episode, the technology is going to get a little bit better, I think, on this.
Yeah.
So we at least now Mark can actually hear the correct and incorrect sound effects. Last week, it was just totally silent.
I'd have to say, did I get that right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. First up, we have a miscorrection here from Nina. Nina writes, "Hey, I'm still getting caught up on some older episodes. Episode 121 on Mark's question about the Iroquois, Onondaga is pronounced Onondaga. Onondaga, the correct pronunciation. Source, I grew up in Onondaga County in upstate New York."
Mm-hmm. There was also a miscorrection on our past episode, or one of our past episodes, about another one of my pronunciations.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where is it here? A Caymanid.
Mm-hmm.
With regards to, this was on the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast Facebook group, Aaron Dyer, the yes. great Aaron Dyer, letting me know it's a Caymanid as far as the, you sussing incorrectly, what was it? The path? What city was it that you thought?
I don't even remember the question.
I don't either. It was. let me see here. Da-da-da.
Tippity tap tap. Where make me investigate last week's questions. Was this last week's, you said?
I believe it was last week's.
It was one of your questions?
Oh, the Beirut question. What Middle right. Eastern city? The first question.
Right.
And you guessed what city?
Istanbul.
No.
No?
You guessed another one that was a ruined city.
Oh, Persepolis.
Persepolis.
Mm-hmm. Yes. A Caymanid. And Onondaga. Thank you, okay. Nina and Aaron, for that. And then we also have here a voicemail from Jeopardy Man.
Hello, Lee and Mark. Jeopardy Man once again. But I'm not here to strike again this time. I'm going to bring the energy down a little bit. It's kind of embarrassing, a little awkward, but you guys got it right. It's a miscorrection, but because you guys got it right. It's poison ivy.
Oh, I was sumac. Saying
toxicodendron radicans.
Radicans, not ramekins.
Don't misunderstand me. On the first question, you thought for Janus, I said god of dates and doors. I said gates.
Gates, god, not like dates.
A G, like a giraffe.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you're 2 for 2 now. So congratulations, I suppose.
All right.
You got it right again. Poison ivy.
Thank you, Jeopardy.
That's all, I guess. But I will strike again one day. And if you get it wrong, I guess I'll just blow up a hospital or something. I don't
oh,
know.
No, 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 no. Okay. Have a good no, day, Jeopardy man, don't do that.
That's all. Jeopardy man. Bye.
Good Lord. Jeopardy man playing for real. I didn't realize the stakes were so high.
He needs to calm down a little bit.
It's a good thing that we got that right.
Is this what our cussing on this podcast has wrought?
I have no idea.
Are we responsible for this?
I don't know. Maybe I'm going to clean up my act a little bit here. At least as long as I can remember to. Jeopardy man, take it easy. Just think of a new trivia question instead. That can be your revenge plan.
Yeah.
Next, rate my question.
I definitely prefer that.
All right. If you'd like to write us with a miscorrection, a rate my question, or even just a little no note, you can write to us at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com or call us at 1-929-356-6966. Or find us on social media. Mark, how about kicking off round two for us? Me and you.
Me and you and you and me. Here is your first question of the second round. Trigger is the name of what famous country singer's guitar?
I think it's Willie Nelson.
That's correct.
All right.
There he goes.
Nice. Is that also the name of a horse in pop culture?
It is.
Is that the Lone Ranger's horse?
Sure.
Sure? Are we going to get miscorrected on that?
I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay. Because I'd like to know. That tracks. I feel like Willie Nelson would probably, you know, grow up listening to the Lone Ranger.
Roy Rogers' horse.
Roy Rogers' horse is Trigger. Okay.
Yes.
And Roy Rogers played music too, didn't he?
He did.
Mm-hmm. So, William, maybe that could be a reference to him. I guess it is. Definitely. I wonder if his guitar was named Trigger. He's like, no, that's Gun.
His guitar is named Willie Nelson.
Disney question backwards for you, Mark. I know you're a big Disney fan.
Oh, I will say I just watched the fifth episode of WandaVision.
Oh, you did? Okay, you're ahead of me then. I'll just pretend. Dude. Oh, man, wasn't that amazing? Wow.
Oh, it really was.
Blew me away. People can't believe what I saw.
Oh, so good.
It's crazy.
Now, you did that really well.
Thank you. I mean, I'm going to watch it later tonight after we record this. So by the time this comes out Monday, that will be a real sentiment. I guarantee it. Because yes. I haven't seen a spoiler for the episode, but I have been on social media today. So I've been slow dripped spoilery hints throughout the day. So I've got a couple pieces floating around right now. So I need to complete it, you know, as soon as we're done watching it or recording here, I'm going to watch it.
Let me know what you think.
Disney. What is the name of the pineapple flavored soft serve ice cream treat favored by Disney park patrons?
Oh.
Now, you don't go to Disney, but we do have a lot of friends, mutual friends, that are huge Disney freaks.
Our last guests were kind enough to get passes for me and my girlfriend at the time. And we went with Fletcher and Kristen. I had a really, really, really fun time. I really did. I don't like pineapple flavored stuff, and I don't like pineapple. Jesus, and I know people have mentioned this. I know as soon as you say it, I'm going to be like, fuck. Yeah, I've heard that.
Well, you were kind enough to give me a hint earlier, so I'll do you one back. The name of this treat is named after a popular pineapple distributor.
I knew, as soon as you said you're going to give me a hint, I knew what it was. Can I hear the question one more time?
What is the name of the pineapple flavored soft serve ice cream treat favored by Disney park patrons?
It's so funny how you just saying you're going to give me a hint. Like, that's what's always funny. Like, the week that we had Seth on and Kyle Ann, and as soon as I like put the pressure on, I was like, I'm going to give you 10 seconds. It just triggers something in your brain.
Yep.
I believe the correct answer is Dole Whip.
That is correct, Mark. Very good. Very good. You are 4 for 4 so far.
Oh, well, don't go doing that now.
I have to.
Don't go doing that. All right. Here is your next question. I've already asked you that. I'm looking through my my oldies. Easy, huh? Okay. I don't know if this is going to be something you'll get, but we'll see.
It's fine.
What name is ascorbic acid commonly known as?
Ascorbic acid?
Yeah. This is something that a lot of people got right.
Okay. Ascorbic acid. I'm wondering if it's a food thing or if it's like another common chemical like chlorine or something like that. I don't think it's chlorine because a lot of chlorine has chloro in it naturally.
It is a vitamin.
Oh, okay. Ascorbic acid. Well, it's not D because vitamin D is a hormone. It's the one that is not ingested, but brought out in you from the sun. So it could be vitamin A, ascorbic. That makes sense. But then B and C are also in the word ascorbic. Damn. I'm going to go with vitamin A.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Vitamin C.
Oh, it's vitamin C. Okay.
Vitamin C is correct.
Vitamin common.
Puts the C in ascorbic.
Okay, math question for you. We were talking about the isosceles triangle recently.
Indeed.
This is a question related to the right angled triangle. A right triangle. What is the term for the longest side of a right angle triangle?
I thought you were going to ask me what degrees is a right triangle. And I was like, this is
that would be way earlier. That would probably be in place of our first question that we had. The QS question.
My streak ends here, I think. The name of the longest side of a right triangle.
Yep. So you have the, 90 degree right angle sides, and then you have boop, 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 boop.
Right.
The side that goes across from the right angle has a name. What is that name?
Boy, oh boy. Trying to think of a guess that won't make me sound stupid. I just don't know. What's the name of that side? Quadrilateral.
No idea. No. That is a shape, four-sided shape.
Okay.
It is not isosceles. It's not base. It's not obtuse, which is an angle. And it's not the opotenuse. It is the hypotenuse. The hypotenuse.
I've heard that word before.
Yeah. But we did have one team that wrote down opotenuse. So close.
But yeah.
Not incorrect.
That's too bad.
It's closer than quadrilateral, though. You have to give them some credit.
Yeah, absolutely. Easy questions. I'm looking through for something for you. Trying to find,
You didn't have any easy ones this week, is what you're telling me.
Oh, I'm already a couple weeks back.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
You may know this. You have a pretty bad luck streak. Well, this is
to be fair.
Okay. This is something that I think a good amount of teams got right. And I think you'll get this right. What does HTML stand for?
I do know this. We might have had this on the podcast before.
We might have.
Hypertext markup language.
That is correct.
Next question. Oh, yeah. HTML, I was there, man. I was there. I was a teenager, a young teenager when HTML first came on the scene. And of course, you wanted to trick out your MySpace page.
Oh, yes.
So you learned absolutely a little bit of HTML.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my next question for you. Native Americans is the category. Counting 300,000 enrolled members as of 2015, mostly in the states of Arizona and New Mexico, what tribe is the largest Native American tribe in the United States? And actually, more teams got this right than I anticipated. We had about three quarters of our teams got this right.
Huh. Wow. I'm so bad at this stuff. I'm going to say... Jeez. There's just a lot of some Native American tribe. First peoples? Is that the preferred nomenclature?
I've heard various opinions on this. Yeah. You know, Native Americans is the popular one. First peoples, I know there's a movement. I think First Peoples might be a Canadian, especially like it might refer to Canadian Indigenous peoples. And then I've also heard the opinion that Indigenous people of North America like the phrase Indians because it points out the idiocy of colonizers coming over and thinking that this was India, you know, so it's kind of like an ironic thing. But I understand people that have the problem with that, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, it's a nuanced topic.
I'm going to say, I want to say Cherokee, but I think Cherokee might be over here. I'm going to say, I hate not being able to commit to shit I know I don't know. It's the stupidest shit. I'm going to say Cherokee.
No. We did have a couple teams write down Cherokee, and we also had a team write down Aztec, which I'm not sure there are many Aztec, registered Aztecs in the United States.
Right.
And it's not the Hopi either, which was another popular wrong answer. Navajo. Yeah.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's 3-3, right?
It is.
Okay. So we're going to take another little break here, and then I think we got time for Rate My Question.
Yeah, I think we might have a minute or two, yeah. Yes.
We'll be back. All right, we're back, and it's time for some Rate My Questions. Yep. Yeah, we'll have the pre-roll next time. All right, we got two Rate My Questions here. First up from Andy. Andy writes, "Hey guys, have been a listener for well over a year. Thank you, Andy. And have heard
we appreciate you.
All of the episodes. Keeps me entertained at work every Monday. Finally decided to submit a Rate My Question. I'm sure I'll be docked for wordiness, but here it is. A band well known for a song on the Shrek soundtrack is from what large U.S. city that only has two professional sports teams, one of which is named after a natural disaster that often occurs there?"
Well,
I think we're talking about Smash Mouth.
We are.
And they are the Shrek band.
And I believe they're from California.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you feel?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe they were from Florida, but now they think about it. No, they're not from Florida. We would know if they were from Florida. We know the Florida bands. Orange County? Are they an Orange County band?
Los Angeles?
Does Los Angeles have a
California sound? And I do remember the famous song where he sings, California's got sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging out with my friend.
That's right. There's the acapella of that flooding around. Yeah.
Yes. And then he didn't even release the song because it got made fun of so much.
No, don't. Stop. No.
Oh.
Yep.
Chilling
out with my friends.
I can't remember what he says after that, but it's very stupid.
Yep.
I'm going to look it up.
Let me look it up because we got the...
Okay. Oh, are you going to play it?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Listen to that tapping going on.
What is it? It's not All-Star.
No. You'd have to look up the lyrics. California got sunshine.
There it is. It's already coming up when I type acapella California.
Yes.
Days Like These is the name of the track.
Days Like These.
Here we go.
Roll it.
Roll it. Some music playing here.
Come on.
It's getting warmed up.
California got sunshine. Hanging out with your friends.
Who hasn't been there?
Chatting up for a good time.
Setting up for a good time.
Just want a million so you drive a brand new Benz. It's days like these you really want to have now. That's what I'm talking about. And don't you know it's days like these that make you want to chill, enjoy the ride. It's days like these that let you get your groove on. Nothing goes wrong. Everything's all right. Now when you deliver like a winner every single time.
It's like the anti-break stuff, Limp Bizkit's break stuff, but yes. It's sung with the exact same energy.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I think you're onto something. I think they're from California. So does Los Angeles only have two professional sports teams? Is it LA?
I don't think they're from LA. Maybe they are. Is there an LA team called the Earthquake?
I was just thinking that. Or what about, what's the California city that starts with an A?
Anaheim. They have the Anaheim Mighty Ducks.
Not a natural disaster.
No, but I see the Earthquake
Los Angeles might be a
soccer team.
Hmm.
LA has the Dodgers. LA has, yeah. They've got too many teams.
Mm-hmm.
Could be San Jose, possibly.
Uh-huh.
San Jose Sharks. There's no other team, but if they have a soccer team, it would be their second team.
San Antonio?
Texas.
That's Texas.
If you want to do, yeah, if you right. think they might be from Texas.
No.
I thought we were sticking with the California.
You're right. I thought San Antonio. I thought there, I don't know why I thought there was a San Antonio.
Because of California. The sand. There's a lot of sand. San Francisco, yeah. San Jose, San Antonio. Why not?
There's a San Antonio Valley.
In California?
Mm-hmm. San Antonio Heights, California. But that's not, I was thinking, you know, San Antonio.
Oakland? The Raiders lost, are no longer in Oakland.
So maybe they only have two now.
Well.
Maybe they had three. You want to go San Jose?
Sacramento?
Yes. There's
the Sacramento Kings?
Yes.
And then there's no other Sacramento team. I'm basically trying to think of a city that has one team in one of the four major sports that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we've got Sacramento is a possibility. San Jose is a possibility.
I don't know why I feel like Sacramento just fits them.
The Sacramento Earthquake?
Or Smash Mouth. The Smash Mo from Sacto. Sacramento. Sacto?
Cake is from Sacto? Sacramento.
Oh, they are?
They are. Hmm. That is the capital of California.
Do they have similar vibes? Cake and Smash Mouth.
I'd say they could not be further.
I dare I say they have similar vibes, Mark. Now, I do enjoy Cake. I'm not trying to diss Cake here, but I can see them filling the bill at a show and everybody
Cake
leaving happy.
Cake is very deadpan, very low energy. Smash Mouth is very high energy, a lot of screaming.
Well,
he's like,
I know.
John McRae is like, oh yeah, oh no, like
he does some woos like and go, and he has some heyos as well.
He does this, the occasional
heyo, you know, he does it. He does it.
He does.
He does the heyo.
Yeah, okay. I agree with you. He's still lower energy than Smash Mouth Man.
I'm just saying, I think, you know, if you buy a ticket as a Smash Mouth fan and you get some Cake in there, you ain't going to be too upset. And They got the Sacto sound.
Conversely, if you have a Cake ticket,
well, I was going to bring and that Smash up. Mouth I, was comes gonna, on. I was even going to put that situation in your
you're
head.
Not, you're not happy.
Yes, you're right. Are you okay with Sacramento? I don't know the natural disaster thing. I think it's earthquakes. Hey, California does have a lot of earthquakes, but yeah.
San Francisco. They have the 49ers. San Francisco has no baseball team, I don't think. They have no San Francisco basketball team.
The Giants? Aren't the Giants from San Francisco?
No.
The New York Giants are the football team, but I think isn't there the Giants in baseball? Didn't they have that bearded pitcher like 10 years ago?
Right. Maybe you're right.
So remember like black and orange and beard.
Yeah. Black and orange is ringing some bells. Anaheim is still a possibility. There's the Mighty Ducks, but I mean, that's their one team. I don't think they have.
Well, shit, man, we got a lot of options here.
We have three.
San Jose.
Anaheim, Jose, and Sacramento.
And maybe San Francisco. No, not San Francisco, because we named two that weren't natural disasters.
Unless Giants are a natural disaster.
You don't want them showing up. Those Giants. My name's nobody.
They're not from Oklahoma City, right? Thunder. Is that a natural disaster?
Could be overlooking it. Yeah, I think Sacramento. I think Sacramento.
All right, let's do Sacramento.
Okay.
I'm not 100% on it, but we got to guess sometime. Everybody's got to guess sometime.
Smash Mouth is from San Jose. San Jose. San Jose pro sports teams, the Sharks and the Earthquakes. The Earthquakes being a soccer team from San Jose.
I knew it. Yep. I should have pushed it.
Yep. All right. So, Andy, you're wrong. I'm not going to dock you here for wordiness. I think, you know,
I thought it was a pretty succinct question.
It is. It is. There's not too much fat to be trimmed. It's popular subject matter. It is interesting. Built-in hint. You've got like a couple different angles come in. Short and sweet. Full pibs, Andy. Full pibs from me.
And I'm giving it an A+. Great question. It's a sports question that I feel like almost everyone can play. You know, it is a little sportsy, but I like sports. So I'm in. I'm wearing my Baltimore Pinchy Crabs shirt. So I'm feeling sporty today.
Great. All right. And then we have... What sports shirt are you wearing? It says Pinchy Crabs? Great.
It's from Flagrant Ones.
Oh, right. You explained that before we got started here. Or at least you were talking about.
No, I was talking about Flagrants. I didn't explain it.
Gotcha. And I need to look up who this next one is from, because I did not copy that over. This is from Chuck.
Old Chuck.
Chuck Beam. Chuck writes, "Hi, Mark and Lee. Found the podcast."
Hello, Chuck Beam. Give me a second to say hi back. Hi, Chuck Beam. Thanks for writing in. I'm Mark.
Chuck writes, "Found the podcast while looking for something to listen to while working, and I've been working through the backlog for a while now. I'm definitely one of the people screaming to myself when I know the answer, and all you are dancing it. We're dancing it.
What?
Dancing okay. around it, maybe, is what he means.
Okay.
That's what I guess. I have a history question for you to rate.
Okay.
Published in the 17th century, the Provincial Letters were a series of 18 letters satirizing Jesuitism, particularly the doctrine of casuistry. Casuistry? Casuistry.
Okay. Casuistry? Like kazoos? Worst kazoos I've ever heard in my life.
The letters earned the author a strong rebuke from the Pope, and their style influenced the prose of later authors such as Rousseau and Voltaire. What famous philosopher and mathematician, using the pseudonym Louis de Montalte, authored them? My script is very far from me right now.
Apparently so.
I know. I need Seth Cheaters right now. What is the famous philosopher and mathematician who wrote these letters? Louis de Montalte is the pseudonym. Influencing Rousseau and Voltaire.
Well, knowing time would help me a lot and would make this easier.
This is pretty early.
Yeah, apparently.
And
yeah, that fucking stein of beer.
Yeah, it's a nice one, isn't it?
Skol.
Mm-hmm.
Slante.
So
cheers.
Who did I think Therefore I Am? Who was that? That was
Descartes.
Yes. Descartes.
René Descartes. And the name sounds like it's a name that he would make up.
He was definitely a philosopher, and I think he was a mathematician as well.
Let's do it. Let's go in René Descartes.
Okay.
Descartes.
That's what I was thinking. Descartes. No. Blaise Pascal is the answer. Blaise Pascal.
Oh.
Blaise Pascal, a French mathematician, physicist, inventor, philosopher, writer, and Catholic theologian.
Not a lot of people name Blaise these days. These Blaise.
Casuistry is a process of reasoning that seeks to resolve moral problems by extracting or extending theoretical rules from a particular case and reapplying those rules to new instances. It sounds shady as fuck.
Yeah, it does. I don't like that one bit.
Blaise? That sounds shady.
Come on, Blaise.
All right.
Now has his own Pibs. Pizza joint.
Let's see here. Blaise I don't pizza. Know about this one. I'll be honest.
B-L-A-I-S-C.
Is Blaise Pizza a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Are they doing okay? I've never even seen one in Fort
Myers.
Oh, okay.
There's one in Fort Myers.
Okay, cool.
The company I work for does have a pizza place that is in direct opposition to it. I shouldn't say direct opposition. The pigs are pizza really slow. They the competition. And it is also very good. Yeah, we should go. Let's go. Let's go one day.
All right. Mark, do you want to rate this one first?
I'll give it an A. It's definitely tough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess that you're going to give it a piss.
No.
No?
No. I'm giving it an I. Somewhat wow. interesting. Popular philosophy questions, I wouldn't say are particularly popular. Built-in hint. There's a lot of information here, but I wouldn't say that there's a built-in hint about who this particular person is. I mean, I guess there is, you know, it talks about casuistry. Maybe I'm just, you know, out of the loop here, but I've never even heard that word before. So I just would not call this a popular question. Or for the built-in hint, it's kind of obscure, and it's a bit of a long question too. I think if I read this live, I would have a lot of people asking me to read it again right afterwards. I'd have to read it two or three times in the moment, and then probably again at the end of the round. So yeah. I think it's pretty difficult as it is. I don't want to say it's an invaluable question if you're looking for a philosophy question, especially when it's a little bit more difficult for a general audience. This would be a good one to go with. But yeah, I give this an I.
Wow. Well, sorry about that, Mr. Beam. You got eyed.
There's nothing wrong with that. You know, this is just like, I think, like, you know, this is not one that I think I would throw on, you know, for a general knowledge trivia.
I wonder sometimes if people submit these to actually have them rated or if they just like to hear us try and answer them.
Oh, I think it's probably a little both. Bit of both. Yeah, it's probably both.
Yeah, I would give it an A. I mean, it's one of those things where it's factual and it's tough. And, you know, I think it would be helpful to have a little bit of a hint. Like with Pascal, I think you can throw a hint in there that would, you know, that would make it a hair easier. I never knew Blaise Pascal as a philosopher. I only knew him as a mathematician. But Pascal's there, we've talked about this. Yeah, we've talked about this, that so many dudes back then were doing so much shit. It's like Leonardo da Vinci, sculptor, painter, doctor, mathematician.
It's called the Renaissance. Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, like, everyone was doing a million things.
Everybody's coming out of the Dark Ages, trying to enlighten themselves.
Yeah. It's like me, musician, podcaster.
Yeah, I guess it's not called the Quizmaster. I'm sorry, not the Renaissance, the Enlightenment, right?
Oh. Oh, well, I mean,
I think those are two different things.
Probably. I mean, I think they're, well, I don't know. What the fuck do I know?
I'm not sure either. But yeah, I think, you know, this question, if I was going to, you know, go for this, I would maybe rewrite it from top to bottom. I would maybe actually flip it around and just like the last part of it. What famous philosopher and mathematician using the pseudonym Louis de Maltante authored the Provincial Letters, a series of 18 letters satirizing Jesuitism? That would be my question. Just that little bit. Take the last part, chop a little hint. You know, maybe you can make a reference to the wager as a built-in hint. That's how I would tighten this up if I was going to use it.
So the Enlightenment came after, much later than the Renaissance.
Okay. So it was Renaissance, then Dark Ages, then Enlightenment?
What's that?
It was the Renaissance, then the Dark Ages, and then the Enlightenment? I'm assuming Enlightenment is after the dark. It's like dark and light.
Okay. Sure. I don't know.
The light bulb coming on. Ding.
The
light bulb of history.
The Enlightenment occurred mid-17th century.
Okay.
Is the age of triumph of science. Newton, Leibniz, Bacon, and philosophy. Descartes, Locke, Spinoza, Kant, Voltaire, Diderot, maybe. I don't know how it's pronounced. Montesquieu.
Lipschitz. Cicero.
Lipschitz.
All right. Yeah. If you'd like to write us with a rate my question or a miscorrection, please do so at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com, just as Chuck and Andy did, or call us at 1-99-356-6966.
Are you ready?
Final questions.
Is you going first?
Yeah, yeah. So this was my toughest of my easy questions. And yeah, shockingly, I think only half of the audience got it right, half the teams. It's a music question mark.
Question mark.
Irish singer-songwriter Paul Hewson is better known by what mononymous stage name?
How did only half of the people get this right?
I'll tell you in a moment.
Justin Peterson is somewhere out there right now just fucking smirking.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully some McRib sauce stained lips.
Keeping some in his beard for later as a snack.
Yes, yes. For a treat. I believe you're talking about Bono.
That's right. Yes. Some did not know that Sting, his real name is Gordon Sumner. And others did not know that Donovan's real name is Donovan.
Okay.
Not Paul Hewson, Bono. That was my hardest easy question this week.
All right. Here, I lost it. Where is it?
Yeah, less people got that right than the Native Americans question.
That is insane. That to me is people not knowing many names of Native American groups.
No, it's that they didn't know Bono. They didn't. I thought Irish singer songwriter, like, that is just a giveaway right there. Irish singer songwriter. How many are there, you know?
Yeah.
That are mononymous.
Right. Well, you know? People probably also don't know what mononymous means, maybe.
Yeah. Mononymous.
All right. Here's your last question. Mononymous. Here's your last question. Luke Skywalker's surname was originally what during production and filming, but changed due to, quote, unpleasant connotations with Charles Manson?
Skyfucker. No.
It's Nine Inch Nails.
Skyfucker Incorporated. Well, Skywalker, Sky Dancer. I believe they recycled this name later in the franchise, but it also makes sense. And I love your hint here with the Charles Manson connection, because that confirms that the answer would be Star Killer.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Starkiller. Interestingly enough, it was Starkiller even during production of the movie. It wasn't until after the movie was done and they were editing it that they decided to change the name. Mark Hamill actually says Starkiller in the original. He had to overdub. He had to do a voiceover saying Skywalker. And use that because he said Starkiller in the original.
Wow, that's surprising. I did not know that it carried it through that far. I remember reading that as like a, you know, development thing, but I didn't know they actually shot the movie with that in, and he had to ADR in his own voice.
Yep, he mentions his last name once in the movie, I believe, and he had to ADR it.
Okay, well, those are our easy questions. See, it's not that hard, even though we got some of them wrong.
Yeah.
Not too difficult.
Yeah, come on.
Mm-hmm. Mark, thank you so much for joining me here today.
Lee, it's my pleasure, really. Thank you for having me and being in my own home with me here on Zoom.
Yes, we are kind of in the same place right now. From Mark's room in two locations right now. And our Patreon supporters will know what that means, because there are video episodes going up on Patreon now. So we're going to keep that going for a little bit at least, and see if you guys like that. So feel free to throw us a like over there. And if you've caught up on the no-no and you want some extra content, there is scores, tens and tens of hours of extra bonus material, as well as these new video episodes that we're putting up. So check out our Patreon. All you have to do is sign up for Rumble Snailskin tiers, $3 a month, and you get all this extra content. And we're giving you the content. We're giving you the podcast throughout the month for free. So you're getting a good value here. Getting a good value.
Yeah.
Yeah. That concludes this episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. Thanks for listening. Please join us every Monday morning for a new episode by subscribing to No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. You can support the No-No in several ways, the easiest by sharing this episode with your friends on social media. You can also leave us a written review on your favorite podcast platform and support the podcast on Patreon, as we mentioned, by visiting our website, thenono.com, and clicking the support link at the top, which will take you to our Patreon page.
Thank you to our Patreon supporters for helping us out with the show. Do you want me to read your name? Hey, join our Patreon. I'll read the shit out of it. Like this. Thanks to our quiz daddies, Tommy and Tim. Thanks to our team captains, Sean, Lydia, Gil.
It's Gil.
Kristen, Fletcher, Aaron, and David Holbrook, David Holbrook, David Holbrook. Thank you to our proverbial lightkeepers, Molly and Ryan, Nicole, Alex, Jenny, Christopher, Spencer, Caitlin, Manu, Mo, Nina, Michael, Matthew, Luke, Marissa, Justin, Hank, Nicole, Cooper, Carly, Elise, Josh, E. Lucas. And thank you, of course, to our Rumpelstiltskins, Doug, Kevin, Sarah, Tiffany, Allison, Paige, Kenya, Jeff, Efren, Stephen, Michael C., Michael S. Oh, I just barreled right over that. Wow. Michael C.
Mike COVID is not in the dictionary.
Michael S.
Mike San.
And Michael J.
Mike Jose. Thank you also to Ryan Schindler, NPA, for sending us over a one-time donation. Thank you so much, Ryan. Ryan working hard in Atlanta, fighting coronavirus through safety councils and meetings. Thank you, Ryan. Wow. If you'd like to write us with a Rate My Question or miscorrection, you can do so at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com or call us at 1-929-356-6966. And please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Reddit at No Nonsense Trivia and on Twitter at No Non Trivia.
Just real quick, I have to tell you this funny story. Kenya was talking to proverbial lightkeeper Matt Hoffman and I after my trivia on Wednesday, and Matt had asked her how she got in touch with how she got into the podcast, and she was talking about how she had just like looked up, you know, trivia podcasts or whatever, and found ours, and one of the first episodes she listened to, like episode 7 or something like that, I made a remark saying, black people everywhere are screaming at their radio right now, and she is African American. She was screaming. She was like, "That's me." She said, "I was that black person. I was screaming at my stereo," and it really cracked Matt and I up. We have a Facebook group you can join as well. Get on there, talk to us, talk to each other, and there's usually funny stuff going down. Just go on Facebook and search for the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast to join us there. And finally, don't forget to leave us a rating on your favorite podcast service.
Five stars only, please. Until next time, No Nonsense listeners,
have a great week.